Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin with Hashem BPM Shir number 113. That's Bais Pnimi Shir for Men Shir number 113. So we're talking about how good sex just doesn't happen, not like the movies or in one's fantasies, but rather it takes hard work, wisdom, knowledge, midos tovos, being a mensch, and some skills that can be learned and developed in a healthy, normal way. Sometimes you need thought behind it. You work with each other. How often you like physical contact? What kind of contact should it be? Who should initiate it? What preparations are important? What time of, you know, what nights work best? Negotiate a sexual relationship may seem like a cold approach, but for most couples, married couples, it is a healthy approach. You'll be surprised how warm it could be. This that seems always scheduling things or working things out in a mechanical way, but you'll be surprised how much warmth can be sparked into it when two people feel their sexual needs are heard and respected and planned for those needs to be instituted. People make a mistake and they think that when that they schedule, oh, that's has to be spontaneous, otherwise it's not real. Nonsense. You work towards each other's schedules. It seems cold, like a cold approach. It is not. You want your both sexual optimal enjoyment from one another. What works the best for both. Therefore, you work it through. And then it's, you're both heard. You're both respected. You're both loved. And you work out a plan. It's unrealistic to expect in the long term that good sex will happen naturally without working out those differences. I'm going to say that again. You're different. You and your wife are different. It is unrealistic in the long term to expect good sex that will happen naturally without working out those differences. Great sex in marriage requires much more than a natural response to passion. Because, like in every relationship, it cools down a bit, or a lot of it. And you need to work on something that will last for decades, which requires focus, and focus on the sex life specifically in a normal, healthy way, to know yourselves, to know each other intimately, to behave lovingly towards each other, to be trustworthy towards each other, trusting with each other, and anticipate and plan for your sexual times together and work it together with you. So that's very, very important. The planning is not a bad idea. It's a good idea if used wisely. Not obsessive over it, but in a general way to work through it. Sharing, communicating. That's a woman's essence. Every person needs to be loved by Hashem and by others. When it comes to marriage, men may need a connection as much as women do. But it's not a felt need as much in men. Men generally tend to want sex to meet their needs for connection. That's all. Women tend to go for intimacy because they need connection to want sex. That's the difference, generally speaking. Men want sex to meet their need for connection, and women need the connection in order to want sex. And since women feel the need for intimate union more directly than men do, go her way. You'll be happier in the long run. Sex will work best that way if you move in the direction the way your wife wants to move it up, move it to. And that's one of the yesodos that is hard for a man to hear or to absorb or to learn, but that's the way he'll get there. You go her way, and one of the main primary ways and areas which this will work is to nurture needs. Think about her physically. Only a woman can have a child grow inside her. God made women with the ability to physically and emotionally nurture a fetus and an infant. He made them with hormones that promote nurturing tendencies. And because of that, women crave nurturing more than what men do. So you need, as we need, as husbands, to accept the fact that our wives probably have a greater need for this emotional connection than we do. And it frees us from trying to manufacture those needs when you don't have it. And it frees you to respond to her needs on her terms. So when you respond, this is the ironic thing. It takes longer, but long term more rewarding and more constant. That when you respond to her nurturing needs, that will bring greater sexual intimacy as well over time. Another thing to be real to realize is the difference between men and women pertaining to their hormonal patterns. The hormonal differences between men and between women starts from when they were born, from the womb. The male hormone testosterone must kick in sufficiently to make a boy, as an example. Estrogen and progesterone control much more functions in a woman or in women than testosterone does for men. The estrogen and progesterone of female hormones trigger monthly emotional patterns and abilities such as breastfeeding and so on. The more you understand female hormones and their effect on your wife, the more you'll be able to go her way and acclimate to her. And to help the both of you gain an understanding, maybe it's kedai to talk to your wife about this. I feel more interested in the first few nights after mikvah night. There's a reason behind that. And then later it wanes. The interest is less. It's not because she doesn't care about you or she wants to reject you. The interest is naturally less as you go closer and closer to when she's going to menstruate again. And she could gauge with you and you could talk about when she's the moodiness of it, the awareness of her needs, the sexual interest going up and down. And that doesn't mean she could work with you and she'll be more inclined to work with you even in those nights towards the end where it's usually less needed by her or she's less interested. But when you have that warm emotional connection, you're connecting in a deep way, then she'll look forward to be with you because of the emotional connection and she'll be willing to work with you to get herself more in the sexual mode of things because she loves you and she sees you're caring about her. Even though naturally, her desire is somewhat less. The idea of emotional and relational desires. A woman, like we said many times, needs to feel cared for. That her whole person is regarded. And that her personhood, her very self, is more important to her husband than her body is. When she feels understood and affirmed, then she yearns for a sexual union with her husband. Then she is willing and wants to give her body to him. But you need to accept your wife's greater need for nurturing first and provide that nurturing to her first. Only then will you get, kamayim panim al panim, that strong sexual union aspect of it. Another issue that men very often have is they have difficulty sorting out feelings. How do you know what's going on inside your wife when you can't even figure out what's going inside yourself? Especially if it doesn't seem important to you. I'm going to ask that question again. How do you know what's going on inside your wife when you can't even figure out what's going on inside yourself? So what you need to do firsthand is to decide to get to know your wife emotionally, relationally, and then consciously do that. Practice is necessary. Listening, understanding may not be natural to you, but you'll be greatly rewarded for the effort. And then your wife will respond enthusiastically, even if your attempts are faltering. This may sound like a gimmick, but it's not. You're genuinely interested in her. You attend to her. She'll feel loved. And the more loved she'll feel, the more sexually open she'll be towards you, the more interested she'll be towards you. Another thing that's very often a thing that could help, many women have no energy left for sex by the end of the day. They simply don't. They're burned up by working out a job or keeping up the house, preparing meals, mothering children, and more, she is wiped out. She's not interested in sex, naturally. It's not personal again. And even if you helped, you know, you help a little bit, but if she owns all of it, it's difficult. You have to take on some of her commitments, remove some of the load off her shoulders. Ask your wife what help would best serve her. Pay attention to her feelings of pressure and of stress. Communicate yours. Negotiate a system of caring for each other in a way that respects each other's needs. Again, to repeat the aside we just said. Men go for a short-term solution of sex to feel loved and connected. Women yearn for the sexual union only when their whole personhood, their whole self as a human being, is regarded with reverence and respect and with love, and that she feels cherished. Another aspect that's neglected a lot in the secular world about a sexual connection is spirituality. You want to have a healthy sex life? Feel spiritually connected to one another. This is the opposite of the nonsensical Christianity view that spiritual connection and physical sexual connection are mutually exclusive. False. False. In the right way, the way Hashem designed it, physical sexual desire and connection is deeply connected with feeling spiritually connected with each other. When you daven with each other or learn with each other or connect with each other with the same goals of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that when you're together sexually, you really are together sexually. Very often women are frustrated by the lack of spiritual connections to their husbands. And they say all he ever wants is sex. Now that's not fear, and I explain on the other side why that's not fear. But we tend, because of our nature, to hyper-focus, and we have to learn how to balance it. That's our avoda, even though it is a difficult avoda at times. That is the idea. It seems that there were studies that not waiting, when a husband does not wait for the right conditions for sex, that's a main cause of many marital sexual problems. What are those sexual conditions that are necessary to interact sexually? We might have never defined it. It may include timing aspects, states of how rested or not rested you are, cleanliness of the house, or cleanliness of your own bodies, frankly. How are you taking care of that? Who initiates, the privacy aspects of it, and of course, conditions that will reduce stress would help greatly enhance the sexual experience. She, being a woman, may have more requirements than you do that may bother you. Why can't she just do it, you often ask? By the time all her conditions are met, I'm not interested anymore. I'm wiped out. But that's the idea. When the conditions are demands, it's not good. It needs to be negotiated to work with each other. Then if you do negotiate with each other your own conditions and they're respected, they're attended to, then sex can reach a maximum potential. When you genuinely attend to your wife, her heart will open up to you and her sexual attraction to you will increase. Another thing to understand the difference between men and women is pertaining to sexual triggers. A man often gets triggered by seeing his wife naked or in underwear or in lingerie, undressing, wearing something provocative. Some women may get into a mood by seeing their husbands in those ways, but not usually. Usually what turns on a woman is the look, the touch, the compliment, a kiss given rather than requested, availability without demands, time together, quality time together, conversations together, pampering. Those are more likely sexual triggers for women. And your wife may know what triggers her sexually, and she may never thought of to tell you, or may believe that if you loved her, you would know yourself, which is not fair, because she can't expect you to be a mind reader, but you need to ask her, and she should feel more comfortable with you that she could reveal that to you. She'll reveal her secret to you. If she reveals her secret to you, this is what would get me sexually turned on or be ready more to have sex, to be less tense. It may seem dry. I need you to help with the laundry or this or that. But she'll tell you that secret. And then when it's done and she sees you doing it for real and you want to acclimate to it, then she'll be more than happy to reciprocate. But remember, to do this, and the requirement is an all-day, everyday process. It's not something that you do at 10:40 p.m. so that you can have sex at 10:45 p.m. And this is a radical concept that husbands will not like this idea. But it works. It works. I'm going to go explain, Bez Hashem, in the upcoming share why it works this way. But this radical concept and change of not, you know, of doing this and preparing things and doing things her way is extremely important. Bracha natzlacha.